Chapter 14. It is my intention to appreciate and express the genius that I am. You may never have thought of yourself as a person who has genius residing within you. You may have thought that genius is a word reserved for the Mozarts, Michelangelos, Einsteins, Madame Curies, Virginia Woolf, Stephen Hawking's, and others whose lives and accomplishments have been publicized. But keep in mind that they share the same essence of consciousness that you do. They emanated from the same power of intention as you did. They have all shared the same life force animating them as you do. Your genius is in your very existence, awaiting the right circumstances to express itself. There is no such thing as luck or accidents in this purposeful universe. Not only is everything connected to everything else, but no one is excluded from the universal source called intention. And genius, since it's a characteristic of the universal source, must be universal, which means that it's in no way restricted. It's available to every single human being. It certainly can and does show up differently in every single one of us. The qualities of creativity and genius are within you, waiting your decision to match up with that power of intention. Changing your energy level to access the genius within you. Higher energy is the energy of light, which is a way of describing spiritual energy. The seven faces of intention are the ingredients of this spiritual energy. When you shift your thoughts, emotions, and life activities into these realms and deactivate the lower energies of the ego, the God force within you begins to take over. It's so automatic that it travels faster than your thoughts. This is why your thoughts about how you did it are so bewildering. The higher energy level actually transcends thought, moving into vibrational harmony with the source energy of intention. As you release ego-dominated thoughts, which convince you that you're doing these amazing things and you are responsible for these unbelievable accomplishments, then you begin to tap into the power of intention. This is where the genius that you truly are resides. I'd like you to consider what may seem like a radical idea. Genius can show up in as many ways as there are human beings. Anything in any field that anyone has ever accomplished is shared by you. You're connected to every being that has ever lived or ever will live, and you share the same exact energy of intention that flowed through Archimedes, Leonardo da Vinci, the Virgin Mother, and Jonas Salk. You can access this energy. At the deepest level, all things and all people are composed of vibrations organized into fields that permeate the entire structure of the universe. You share these vibrations, and you are in this field. The starting point is knowing and understanding that this level of creativity and functioning called genius resides within you. Then begin to deconstruct doubts about your role here. Make a commitment to raise your energy levels to vibrate harmoniously with the field of intention, despite attempts by your ego and other egos to dissuade you. Expanding your reality. Pay attention to yourself in ways that allow the expansion of the infinite possibilities that you're potentially capable of. You may decide, as I have, that repairing an automobile and surfing in the ocean aren't what you're going to enjoy doing. You leave these activities to others, and you use your genius to engage in pursuits that please and attract you. Expand your reality to the point where you pursue what you love doing and excel at it. Involve yourself in the high energy levels of trust, optimism, appreciation, reverence, joy, and love. That means love for what you're doing, love for yourself, and love for your genius, which allows you to immerse yourself in any activity and enjoy the process of experiencing it fully. Trusting your insights. The process of appreciating your genius involves trusting those inner flashes of creative insight as being worthy of expression. Never, but never regard any creative thought that you're having as anything other than a worthy potential expression of your inner genius. The only caveat here is that these thoughts must be in vibrational harmony with the seven faces of intention. Inner thoughts of hatred, anger, fear, despair, and destruction simply don't foster creative insights. The low-energy, ego-dominated thoughts must be replaced and converted to the power of intention. Your creative impulses are real, they're vital, they're worthy, and they crave expression. The fact that you can conceive of them is proof of this. Your thoughts are real, they're pure energy, and they're telling you to pay attention and get that connecting link to the power of intention polished up through living at different levels than you've accepted as normal or ordinary. At these levels, everyone is a genius. Appreciating the genius in others. Every person you interact with should feel the inner glow that comes from being appreciated, particularly for the ways in which they express their creativity. A core theme which strengthens the flow of the power of intention is wanting for others as much as you intend for yourself. Appreciating the genius in others attracts high levels of competent energy to you. By seeing and celebrating the creative genius, you open a channel within yourself for receiving the creative energy from the field of intention. My 16-year-old son Sands has a unique way of riding a surfboard, unlike everyone around him in the ocean. I encourage him to do what comes naturally and express it with pride. He also created a unique language of communication similar to my brother David, which others in the family and close personal acquaintances emulate. Creating a language that others use is the work of a genius. I tell Sands this, and my brother too, whose unique language I've spoken for over half a century. My daughter Skye has a distinctive, one-of-a-kind singing voice that I love. I tell her so and point out that this is an expression of her own genius. All of my children, and yours as well, including the child within you, have unparalleled characteristics in many of the ways they express themselves. From the way that they dress, to the little tattoo, to their signature, to their mannerisms, to their unmatched personality quirks, you can appreciate their genius. Notice and appreciate your genius as well. When you're just like everybody else, you've nothing to offer other than your conformity. Take the road of seeing the face of God in everyone you encounter. Look for something to appreciate in others and be willing to communicate it to them and anyone who's willing to listen. When you see this quality in others, you'll soon begin to realize that this potential is available to all of humanity. This obviously includes you. Recognizing genius in yourself is an integral part of the dynamic. As Dr. Hawkins tells us in Power versus Force, until one acknowledges the genius within oneself, one will have great difficulty in recognizing it in others. Genius and simplicity. Begin to realize the intention of this chapter by uncomplicating your life as much as possible. Genius thrives in a contemplative environment where every minute isn't filled with obligations or hordes of people offering advice and insisting on your constant participation in ordinary mundane endeavors. The genius in you isn't seeking confirmation from others, but quiet space for its ideas to blossom. An uncomplicated life with fewer intrusions tolerated in a simple setting allows your creative genius to surface and express itself. The simplicity establishes a link to the power of intention, and your genius will flourish. Making your intention your reality. What follows is my 10-step program for putting this intention to appreciate and express the genius within you to work in your everyday life. Step 1. Declare yourself to be a genius. This shouldn't be a public pronouncement, but a statement of intention between you and your Creator. Remind yourself that you're one of the masterpieces that emanated from the universal field of intention. You don't have to prove that you're a genius, nor do you need to compare any of your accomplishments to those of others. You have a unique gift to offer this world, and you are unique in the entire history of creation. Step 2. Make a decision to listen more carefully to your inner insights, no matter how small or insignificant you may have previously judged them to be. The thoughts which you may have viewed as silly or unworthy of attention are your private connection to the field of intention. Thoughts that seem to persist, particularly if they relate to new activities and adventures, aren't in your mind accidentally. Those tenacious thoughts that don't go away should be viewed by you as intention talking to you. You signed up to express your unique brilliance. So why do you keep ignoring the genius in favor of settling for less? Step 3. Take constructive action toward implementing your inner intuitive inclinations. Any step in the direction of expressing your creative impulses is a step in the direction of actualizing the genius that resides within you. For example, writing and submitting a book outline, regardless of how you may have doubted yourself up until now, recording a CD of yourself reading poetry or singing the songs you've written, purchasing an easel and art paraphernalia and spending an afternoon painting or visiting an expert in the field that interests you. Step 4. Know that any and all thoughts that you have regarding your own skills, interests, and inclinations are valid. To reinforce the validity of your thoughts, keep them private. Tell yourself that they're between you and God. If you keep them in the spiritual domain, you don't have to introduce them to your ego or expose them to the egos of those around you. This means that you'll never have to compromise them by explaining and defending them to others. Step 5. Remind yourself that aligning with spiritual energy is how you will find and convey the genius within you. Shift your energy to harmonize vibrationally with the energy of Source. Be an appreciator of life and refuse to have thoughts of hatred, anxiety, anger, and judgment. Trust yourself as a piece of God, and your genius will flourish. Step 6. Practice radical humility. Take no credit for your talents, intellectual abilities, aptitudes, or proficiencies. Be in a state of awe and bewilderment. Even as I sit with my pen in my hand, observing how words appear before me, I'm in a state of bewilderment. Where do these words come from? Is this really Wayne Dyer writing, or am I watching Wayne Dyer put these words on the paper? Is God writing this book through me? Was I intended to be this messenger before I showed up here as a baby on the 10th of May in 1940? Will these words live beyond my lifetime? I'm bewildered by it all. I'm humble in my inability to know where any of my accomplishments come from. Practice radical humility and give credit everywhere except to your ego. Step 7. Remove resistance to actualizing your genius. Resistance always shows up in the form of your thoughts. Watch for thoughts that convey your inability to think of yourself in genius terms, thoughts of doubt about your abilities, or thoughts that reinforce what you've been taught about a lack of talent or lack of aptitude. All of these kinds of thoughts are a misalignment and don't allow you to be in vibrational harmony with the universal, all-creating field of intention. Your source knows that you're a genius. Any thought you have that challenges this notion is resistance, which will inhibit you from realizing this intention. Step 8. Look for the genius in others. Pay attention to the greatness you observe in as many people as possible, and if you don't see it at first, then spend some mental energy looking for it. The more you're inclined to think in genius terms, the more natural it becomes for you to apply the same standards to yourself. Step 9. Simplify your life. Take the complications, rules, shoulds, musts, have-tos, and so on out of your life. By uncomplicating your life and removing the trivial pursuits that occupy so much of it, you open a channel for the genius within you to emerge. One of the most effective techniques for simplifying life is to take time each day to spend 20 or so minutes in silence and meditation. The more conscious contact you make with your source, the more you come to appreciate your own highest self. And it's from this highest self that your own genius will be manifested. Step 10. Remain humble while staying in a state of gratitude. Remain humble and grateful, and more of your genius will surface as you remain in a constant state of expansion. Gratitude is a sacred space where you allow and know that a force greater than your ego is always at work and always available. The man who inspires me every day, Ralph Waldo Emerson, whose photograph looks back at me as I write, put it this way: to believe your own thoughts, to believe that what is true for you in your private heart is true for all men, that is genius, unquote. Take this awareness and apply it in your life. Another genius tells us how to do this. Thomas Edison once said, "Genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration." Are you sweating yet?